I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. President Biden has continued to resist calls to abandon his bid for re-election, but in a television interview he said he would consider withdrawing his candidacy if a medical issue emerged. The congressman, Adam Schiff, has become the latest leading Democrat to call on the president to abandon his campaign. It comes as the White House announced that Mr. Biden has contracted COVID and is pulling out of campaign events in the swing state of Nevada. David Willis reports.
This comes at an unfortunate time for Mr. Biden's re-election campaign. A faltering performance in last month's presidential debate raised questions about the president's fitness, and nearly two dozen Democratic lawmakers have since called for him to withdraw from the race, among them the California Congressman Adam Schiff, who today said that he had serious doubts about whether Mr. Biden could defeat Donald Trump in November, and added that it was time to, as he put it, pass the torch to someone younger.
The Speaker of the US House of Representatives has said he's seeking the resignation of the Secret Service Director following the attempt on Donald Trump's life. Mike Johnson said answers were needed into what he called an inexcusable performance. Our North America editor Sarah Smith has more details.
The top Republican in Congress, Mike Johnson, he's adding his voice to those who are calling for the head of the Secret Service to resign. And he is particularly angry about what Kimberly Cheetle said in that TV interview with ABC News when she suggested that Secret Service agents were not positioned on top of the building from which the gunman shot at Donald Trump because it was too slanted. But the Secret Service agents who did shoot and kill the gunman, Thomas Crooks, well, they were on top of a building that was immediately behind Donald Trump on a roof that was considerably more slanted. So that's another unanswered question about what the Secret Service were doing with their planning.
Meanwhile, on the third day of the Republicans' National Convention, delegates are awaiting a keynote speech by Donald Trump's vice presidential nominee, J.D. Vance. The head of security for the Venezuelan opposition leader, Maria Corina Machado, has been arrested, raising further concerns about government intimidation ahead of the presidential election at the end of the month. Ms. Machado said that Milichardis Avila had been falsely accused of gender-based violence after he defended her and the opposition's presidential candidate, Edmundo Gonzalez, from a group of women who tried to attack them. Here's our Latin America correspondent, Will Grant.
Of course, Ms. Machado, her party, the opposition coalition in general, has said the whole thing is illegal and that it's politically motivated. And this is just various different ways that the state under President Nicolas Maduro is squeezing both individuals and political spaces in which the opposition can operate.
This is the World News from the BBC. Humanitarian groups say the situation in the Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo is catastrophic, and there's a risk that the conflict could spread to neighbouring countries. The activists were speaking during an online briefing. One speaker said the fighting had reached unprecedented levels of violence. The US military has ended its mission to deliver humanitarian aid into Gaza via a temporary pier. Navy Vice Admiral Brad Cooper said deliveries by sea from Cyprus would now go to the Israeli port of Ashdod. The pier had limited success, partly due to bad weather. President Biden announced the project in March because Israel was holding up deliveries by land. The remains of the largest stegosaurus ever found has smashed the world record paid for a dinosaur skeleton. Named Apex, the 150-million-year-old skeleton fetched $44.6 million at a stunned Sotheby's auction in New York. At 8 metres long, Apex is said to be one of the most complete dinosaur skeletons ever unearthed. Cassandra Hatton, Sotheby's global head of science and popular culture, said it was an incredibly rare discovery.
If you find half of a dinosaur, that's considered a significant scientific discovery. 60% is incredible. You know, once you're getting to 70, 80%, you know, the whole world pays attention. This is between 79 and 85% fossil. You know, that's an incredible thing.
NASA has said it's cancelling a planned moon rover mission because of cost overruns and launch delays. The Viper rover was intended to explore the lunar South Pole in search of ice and other resources in preparation for a crewed mission by American astronauts later this decade. NASA said $450 million had already been spent on the project, but continuing would have meant disrupting other missions. BBC News.